There's nothing worse than going to a doctor's appointment expecting to be the center of attention, and then your doctor seems like they have better things to do and better places to be. Instead of listening to you intently, asking you how you feel, and help you along, the doctor is just checking their watch, ready to get out of there. Well, on ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you and listen to you to prioritize your care. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. So no more playing doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor that you haven't even met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. So go to ZocDoc.com/Tim and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/Tim. ZocDoc.com/Tim.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Do do do.
Hey.
Do 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 do. Yeah. Do do do.
Go.
We were as one, babe, for a moment in time, and it's an everlasting that you will always be mine.
Yeah.
You wanna be free.
Let's go. Welcome back to the No Chaser podcast. Oh my God, and guess what, y'all? Right now, when this episode drops, it's 2023.
Whoa. Oh,
crazy.
Oh.
Hey! What's up, y'all? I'm Tim John Thurongzu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Nikki Blade.
And I'm today, Amber Diamond. Just kidding.
Okay, do it again. I was going to introduce you. Okay, and today we got a very, very, very special guest. It's not her first time on the show. I had to bring her back because we had such a good time with her the first time. We sparked a whole ass internet debate. You've seen her on multiple TV shows. She's a model, actress, does all the things. Make some noise for Amber Diamond.
Hey. And I have to say, Amber.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody asks, who is your favorite person you have ever had on the podcast, hands down, without a doubt, I always bring up your name.
Girl, don't make me cry.
You are my favorite. Because you're funny. I don't think people really understand how funny you are effortlessly on and off the camera.
Thank you, girl.
That's why I fuck with Amber Diamond.
Cheers, by the way.
Cheers.
Cheers.
This is how many shots y'all have?
Don't worry. Okay. I got her ready because I was excited as soon as I heard that she was going to be here. And she was in the back. I was like, Amber, let me pour you a shot.
Luckily, I live 10 minutes away, so...
That's what the Uber's for.
And look, exactly. Luckily, we get you that Uber, you know? We Nikki Blaze and I have been casually sipping throughout the day. Amber Diamond just got here, but, you know, we're here to have a great conversation. Yes. Talk about you.
Yeah.
Talk about me. Talk about all the good things
that can happen, baby. Let's talk about them.
Sex?
Sex.
Not sex.
I mean, we will.
This is a Christian podcast.
Hallelujah.
So all about sex.
After marriage.
Right.
So first of all, how are you?
I'm good. I'm going to be real. I'm a little stressed, okay?
Are you?
I'm tired. I'm just kidding. I'm stressed a little bit. I am currently getting ready to move to London.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. National Diamond.
Yeah, you know, I got to spice the thing up a little bit. But no, I'm leaving the U.S. I just want to start over. I want to try something different. I want to try something new. You know, right now, I feel like there's like nothing here for me in L.A. at the moment. I don't know if you guys definitely don't know this, but for some odd reason, they told me that I had to re-audition for Wild 'N Out.
What?
Re-audition.
Wait, are you serious?
Hold on. Tim, yeah. I don't know why you're putting your cup down. You're going to need to pick up.
So, Tim, so you know this last season where you actually had like two or three episodes, like you went on there?
I popped in because it was the 20th season, yeah.
Right. I was thinking they would at least try to do that for me. You know what I'm saying? So because, you know, I booked another TV show. I did TMZ Hip Hop.
Right.
Congratulations, by
thank
the way.
You. Thank you so much. You know, they were trying to shop the show around to get picked up, but unfortunately it didn't get picked up. So while I had my free time, I reached back out to Wild 'N Out and I was just like, why you guys didn't, you know, hit me up for the next season? And the main producer was like, yeah, in order for you to come back, you got to re-audition.
Damn.
And then I was like, okay, I'm down for that. Because, you know, you guys about to start two seasons. Like, I'm down to re-audition. And then he goes, hit me up in January.
After we had did that.
And how long have you been a part of the show?
I've been on since season 7.
And they just wrapped season 20.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And if y'all didn't already know, Amber Diamond is...
Wildin' Out Girl turned cast member.
Wildin' Out Girl turned cast member. And you earned that shit. You auditioned for it. You went through the workshops. They put you on. Yeah.
Not to say that's my only thing that I had going on. But, you know, that was like one of the things that really kept me here.
Yeah.
And so even on top of that, before I even booked TMZ Hip Hop, I was like... I might move to London. And then I booked TMZ Hip Hop and I was like, okay, I'm gonna stay for a minute. Mm-hmm. When the show was done, I was like, all right, let me try Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
They didn't want me. So I was like, I'm out. Let me just try something different. Let me go to London. Let me find something. Maybe I can go out there, find another TV show. I can find something else. I can open up a business. You know, I cook. I can open up a restaurant.
Right.
They don't have good food out there. No offense, y'all. You know, they don't have that much good food out there. Yeah. So I can come out there and start a southern restaurant or something like that.
Ooh.
You know? Smart. So
they're gonna call you Amber.
Yeah. they do call me Amber.
You've been before, of course.
Yeah, no, I literally just got back last month. This month. No, this is December. I just got back in November.
Damn, you gotta learn how to drive on the other side and shit.
I mean,
speaking of driving,
y'all,
so much has been going on.
Okay, we are here. Since the last time we saw you was a while ago.
Yes. I just crashed and totaled my truck.
I'm sorry, what?
Damn.
Amber, you came. You said, look, I'm going to say yes because I got so much shit going on right now that you got to get off the chest.
Boom, boom, bow.
She just got back from London and was driving on the left side over there.
Head on collision down a one way. Right. So what happened?
Okay, so the night that the time had changed, it was November 6th,
which... Just a little random piece of information. The number one day that most of the car accidents happen, by the
way. Is it really?
Statistically proven because the way that the sun is hitting at certain times, most people aren't used to it. So it does. Yes. Yeah.
To be fair, it was no sun. It was like...
It was nighttime. Damn it, Amber. Just say, okay, I understand. But yes, that is one of the days.
It was 4 a.m., but technically it was 5 a.m.
Okay.
So it was like my tiredness had hit me.
And also it was like 6 p.m. in London, so he was all fucked up.
Yeah, I'm used to... No, actually, wait, that's like 3... It's like, you know, the 8-hour difference.
I don't even know.
Yeah, so, you know, I was driving, and I literally... They always say your car accidents always happen when you're right by your home.
That's
right. Y'all, right on the corner of my house, I fell asleep.
Damn!
I fell asleep, and I hit 2 parked cars.
What the hell?
One of them was a Tesla 2022.
Ooh. Model Y.
That's why you try to leave the country. You ain't fooling nobody.
She said, do you know how much those things cost?
Right. And they just told me the other day, they was like, well, you know, we're going to total out your truck. And I was like, oh, perfect. Because I bought my truck for $51,000. I got a Range Rover Velar. I bought it for $51,000. They're going to pay me $53,000.
Cool.
So I was like, cool.
Small come up. But.
Yeah. But then, like 2 hours later, I get a phone call. Hey, Amber, they might be totaling the Tesla Model.
And I said, how much is that?
Uh-huh. They said ranges from $65,000 to $75,000.
Yeah. And that's without all the fixings.
My insurance covers up to $25,000 worth of.
Wait, how does that work?
You have to pay a difference?
That's not how that works, is it?
They send it to negotiations, and then negotiations is where they decide what happens. So the owner of the Tesla, she's like, I don't want to total out my car, thank God.
Wow.
And she's like, I just want to get it fixed. So. Because me being the good Samaritan I am, I left my name and everything on the windshield because I believe in karma. So I left everything on the windshield. She called and she's like, yeah, I don't want my car to be totaled. So I'm trying to get it sent to another body shop.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, cool. So hopefully, you know, she don't total it out because as of now, you know, I'm stressing about having to pay that.
Well, this tequila is free, so you might as well enjoy it now. Mm. Wow.
You're going to be all right.
No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
At the most, it'll be like $11,000 for the new battery of the fucking
What
Tesla.
Makes it worse is I didn't know anything about Teslas, y'all. So I'm watching a TikTok, and the girl's like, oh, watch me charge my Tesla. She's like, oh, go to the left side, back rear of the car, wave the her hand, and boom, the little thing pops out to charge the car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why is that where I hit the car?
So all the so you hit the brain.
I mean, that. You mean allegedly.
Allegedly, you know.
The person in my truck. Yeah. Hit the car.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck hit that Tesla, hit it on that side.
And yeah. That note that was left was not signed by not signed by her. But damn.
But you're alive and healthy.
I'm alive. I'm alive.
What? And biggest thing out of that whole scenario, nobody was in the cars.
Yeah.
And that in itself, when people start talking about accidents,
they be like, my neck, my back. You
not
know?
Even
that. Was he incorrect?
Uh-huh. Right. And the way the medical bills are set up, you would never be able to leave the country, my girl. You are stuck here because they are not going to let you go.
I was crying. I was like, damn. Everybody was like, no, everything happens for a reason. Like, this is your sign. You was worried about what you going to do with your truck when you leave.
Oh, wow.
Like,
so God
now you
said,
ain't got
me.
One. You ain't got to worry.
You ain't got to worry. So, yeah. So, that's one. On a positive note, my puppy, my dog had 8 puppies.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, one of them died.
Dog. Come on.
What the fuck? On a positive note, puppy. On a negative note,
and
one's dead.
This is who you try to make re-audition? She funny as shit.
But yeah, nah, like, one died, but it was okay. You know, but yeah, so that... but it's all good. But yeah, so now I'm trying to get rid of these motherfuckers, and it's so hard.
Okay, well,
like,
time out. Hold on, wait. What kind of puppies do you have?
They're Frenchie and English Bulldog mix. They're 75% French Bulldog.
They're so cute.
They're so sought after.
Yeah. Yes, so which is why I'm saying... What type of puppies do you
have?
Oh,
no, by the time this airs, they're going to be gone.
Good. Yeah. Well, then don't worry. Okay, right now, literally everybody I know is looking for one of those dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And they are cashing the fuck out. Girl, how much are yours going for?
Not only are they looking for the dogs, they robbing people and shooting people for them dogs. When I walk my dog, I walk my dog with a taser. Because I'm not trying to get shanked, shot, none of that shit.
Lady Gaga's dog walker.
Yeah.
The person that ended up robbing him just got, 15 years in jail? Yeah, for attempted murder. So, wow.
Yeah.
You're dangerous, Amber Diamond.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Ooh. So you're gonna remix your whole life. Mm-hmm. You're gonna go to London, England.
Yeah, I'm going.
What?
Please. My mom?
Is mom going?
Okay, so every time I go, my mom always comes with me and she visits all the time. My sister and my niece and nephew, they all live out there.
Oh.
So my mom is literally out there right now. She comes back tomorrow.
Okay. Because so I know how close you and your mom are.
Yeah. No, we do it. We're starting a clothing line together.
Word.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, because we be fly. You know, I look kind of cute today. but no, we're trying to start a clothing line together because like my mom got really good sense of fashion. I got a little sense of fashion. So I'm like, we're going to try to do this together. And then we're going to make an international line to where it's in London and it's in the America.
Sorry.
In the America, you know.
Oh, so, yeah. You've been out there so long. Look at you.
I'm English, honestly. You should have talked in an English accent the rest of this.
Sure, dude. Let's all fucking do it, bro.
Yeah.
For the whole fucking episode.
Yeah. All right, yours is good.
In the colonies.
Oh, thanks.
Guys, it's all about confidence when it's time for sexual intercourse. Am I right? And what's a better time for confidence than when you're getting freaky deaky with your partner? So you should get some courtesy of all the chewables from BlueChew.com. Now, what's BlueChew.com? Let me tell you. BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now, you can't beat that with a baseball bat, okay? And now, they also have Vardenafil mint-flavored chewables with the active ingredient in Levitra and Staxin, so you can stay hard and fresh. Okay, Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. I mean, come on, son. Y'all know me. I made a baby 2 years ago, and now we just made another one recently. And let me tell you, when you're trying to get your lady pregnant, it doesn't always happen when you think it's going to happen. So you need those extra rounds that Blue Chew can help provide, all right? So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com. And guys, here's a special deal just for you. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code TIM at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code TIM to receive your first month free. Man, it's a brand new year and I am hungry, okay? Every Plate is here to help you achieve all of your resolutions. Every Plate helps you save money with delicious, affordable recipes delivered right to your door. Plus, if you're looking to cook more, Every Plate helps you expand your cooking skills with easy-to-follow recipes you can whip up in just 6 simple steps, okay? It's gonna be a great year with Every Plate because your boy's definitely trying to kick up my cooking skills, okay? Start the year off right with Every Plate's newest meal preference, Nutrish and Delish, featuring around 650 calories or or less, each wholesome, satisfying dish helps you stay on track with your goals without all the guesswork, okay? Leave the calorie counting to them and dig into delicious lettuce wraps, rice bowls, and more. At first, I was kind of skeptical, thinking meal kits might be expensive, but now I'm convinced you can get the same delicious meal at a much lower price, okay? Resolve to treat yourself this year, but skip the takeout. Keep your commitment to saving money and get every plate delivered instead. It's 58% cheaper than your average fast food casual meal, and it feels great to know exactly what you're eating, okay? So make that resolution and treat yourself this year by skipping takeout, okay? Keep your commitment to saving money and get every plate delivered instead. It's 58% cheaper than your average fast casual meal, and it feels great to know exactly what you're eating, okay? Now, you know, I'm a busy man now. I barely have time to get things done, but I like that extra time I save from every plate so I can play with my child and spend some quality time with my family, okay? Get $1.39 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code NOCHASER139. That's right. Get started with Every Plate for just $1.39 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code NOCHASER139, okay?
All right, so what's the plan when you get out there?
When I get out there, I am going to my apartment. It's fully furnished, so that's amazing.
Okay.
And then after that, I'm just going to try to get the ball rolling. I'm going to go ahead and send my mom and my sister to get the wholesale stuff. And then I'm going to go ahead and start looking for buildings if that's what I decide to do. Because I just want to have a business. I want to have something that gives me residual income without me having to worry about it. You know, I just want something. And so if I do end up doing a business, because, you know, I have my cooking show. It's on OFTV, which is OnlyFans TV.
Okay.
They have a whole bunch of, like, mainstream television shows or whatever. So that's where I do my cooking show. And so I'm just trying to, you know, push something.
That's right.
I want something. I don't know what it is, but I want something. Even if I decide to go out there, start another TV show, anything. I just want something that's mine.
You don't want to just be one of Nick's baby mamas?
You know, I thought about that, and I was just like, you know, number 13.
By the time you decide, you're going to be number 17.
Right.
You better act quick.
Act quick. I got to, let me DM him. And then, you know, because, you know, I'm almost 30. I'll be 30 in, well, I'll be 30 in 2 years, yeah. So March, I'll be 29, and then after that, I'll be 30. And so I'm just like, I'm ready for kids. I'm ready for marriage.
Let me just tell you, you might hit 30 and still not be ready, and it's okay.
No, I'm ready, but it's just not going to happen.
You I never know. Y'all hear that, British boys? She looking to have a baby.
The leg opened up as soon as she said that. She said, look.
Look. I'm as ready, okay? I want to hug. I actually want to get married first, you know?
Okay. Oh, weird.
Well, hold on. I had a conversation with a guy.
Yeah.
And it was very black and white, and he had asked, do you want a partner or do you want a baby?
Ooh.
Amber, Diamond, I'm going to ask you. Do you want a partner or do you want a baby?
Are you asking for which one comes first?
That's just a question. There was nothing else given.
Wow.
Partner or baby?
Because I'm like, is that an ultimatum? Like, I can either be with you and no baby or like...
And the way that it was presented was kind of like that. I have no opinion, but where are you standing right now at this point in your life? If you were, say, dating a man and he said, Amber, how do you feel if you had to pick between one or the other? A partner, lifelong partner, loving, caring, best friend, all the things you could ever want in a person, or a child.
Okay.
What would you pick in this moment? Not future, just right now.
So I got daddy issues. I do. I have daddy issues. Uh-huh. So not to say that that's something that I'm like always searching for love or whatever, but I'm always searching for love. I'm always searching for a partner because I never had that in my life. You know what I'm saying? Not to say my mom, of course she loved me, but I never had like that male love or whatever. So I would definitely choose a partner. But my mom, you know, I keep telling her like, or she actually came up with this idea. If I don't find a man by the time I'm like 30, 32, and it's time for me to have a kid, we just gonna get inseminated and then we're gonna have the kid on our own and we're gonna take care of it. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm
really okay with that.
Yeah.
My best friend, we made a pact that if I don't have a man, then we're gonna just use his sperm, you know?
Yeah.
Cause we've been best friends since the fourth grade. You know what I'm saying? So he's always gonna be in my life regardless, no matter what. So I'm like, if it don't happen, then shit.
But let me ask you this. When you get inseminated, are y'all fucking? Or are you turkey basting?
No.
That's the reason you use the word insemination.
Hold on, wait. Amber looked you dead in your face and said,
Fuck no. So look, my best friend, he keeps saying, Amber, I want to do it. Amber, he's gay. Nothing's wrong. I love gay people. Love gay people. He's gay. He doesn't even use his ding-a-ling. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, he's a bottom. He like,
girl here.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a bottom. So he's like, you know, that would just be weird. And even when we were younger, we used to do like truth or dare for kissing and stuff. Yes. I never wanted to kiss him. It was always this other guy named Garrett. What's up, Garrett, if you out there? But no, it was this other little white dude named Garrett. And so I used to kiss on Garrett in the treehouse, and my sister would kiss on Shane.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was never Shane for me. But if we have a baby, I know it'll be beautiful because Shane is
beautiful.
You're
like, hey, here's the cup. Fucking come back to me. I'm not. Give it to me, want, daddy. Right. Yeah. You don't want none of it in real life.
So would you ever like IRL. Would you ever do like the sperm bank route? And like, cause then you could, you know, pinpoint exactly what type of attributes you want, all that shit too.
But she got her best friend.
Yeah.
Because maybe like, with your best friend is what a lot of people dream of.
Yeah, and then in vitro, you know, with in vitro, you could choose a sex. Mm-hmm. You can do all that. Yeah. So
I have a lesbian homegirl who
I like
was
those.
And me too. Who was her and her partner were at the sperm bank looking to find like some donors or whatever, right? And she sent me a picture because as they were going through the different descriptions of these different donors, one of them said physically looks like Dante Bosco or Timothy De La Ghetto.
Stop
hilarious.
It.
I swear, that's
wow. Is your lesbian friend, is she black?
She is mixed. I think she's black and white. She's like a gray girl.
Them
Blasian,
your baby, all them babies, beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Did she tell you why she was looking through the reject book? That's weird.
Damn. That's who you made your best friend, by the way. That's your best friend.
That's love.
That's love.
That's
real
how we
love.
Do it. Wow. Nicholas. Real
love. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm talking about, so let's see. Career-wise, right?
Yeah.
After you've done the whole Wild and Out shit, you don't have any interest in pursuing anything like that anymore when you go to London?
Yeah, no, I definitely want to try to act and stuff. So the thing about it is I have to get a work visa. So I'm in the process of trying to get that work visa in order for me to even work out there. You know what I'm saying? So right now it'll be more so like modeling or online things until
e-commerce
I can. Until I can get my visa. But no, I definitely want to try a TV show. I want to try anything that's in my lane is what I'm trying to do, you know? But I also want to find something that's mine. Even if I find a, even if I do a YouTube show, you know what I'm saying? Because even YouTube has, even Mimi, all my friends, they do the YouTube stuff and they make so much money from YouTube. So I was like, maybe, remember that show that I had a show on MTV too? It was called Bench Thinking.
Yes.
It was a drunk trivia show where
they
went
going around interviewing people.
You and Mac
lit.
Yeah. So I was like, maybe I can do that in the UK. Maybe I can go around as an American girl, which they love, American black girl at that, go around and just talk with my accent and interview people on the street. And then, especially at nighttime, and them English people, they know how to drink. They've been drinking since they was 18, a little bit earlier than that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I want to go out there and I could do that. I could start that.
Because they're like, this food is rubbish. I need to wash it down with something.
Yeah.
Rubbish. So, Amber, you were talking about the OFTV.
Yes.
So right now you have money coming in. So mind you, like, if you're not familiar with Amber Diamond, please do your research. Mm-hmm. She is definitely working. There is tons of ways that you can love and support. But when you go over that way, do you need to actually work with any of these people, or could you just do this all on your own?
So right now, I have my OnlyFans and then I also have my OFTV.
Okay. And those are, they're separate.
They're two.
Wait, where
things.
Do you watch OFTV? Because I've never heard of OFTV.
OFTV.com.
Word?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
it's completely separate.
It's completely separate. Okay. So OnlyFans is, you know, they try to make that the sex work website.
And how does that work for you, though? Even though that's the stigma around it, what is it for you?
You can literally go on there and you can do whatever you want to do. You don't have to show anything. You can show up to what you want to show. And then also you can talk to people and people pay you just to talk. People pay you. Like, literally, I had a private live the other day and this guy was telling me how he was depressed. He was like, yeah, I be drinking and I be drinking for no reason, but it feels so good to be talking to you. And it was just him typing and the whole time I'm talking, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like that. And I literally had on a hoodie and some sweatpants. Like, it was nothing. So it's like you build it up to what you want to build it up to be. Now with OFTV, it's completely separate. So they're trying to make it to where it's mainstream, you know what I'm saying? A lot of a creator website, a lot of creators on there, they have, my show is a cooking show. It's called Delicious with Diamond. And then one of my friends, her name is Jackie. She has a DIY with Jackie. And then I went on a dating show on there, and it was like a whole dating show.
Okay, so it's its own platform, its own separate platform. From OF. Are they trying to break away from the stigma
exactly.
of it? Okay, got
That's
it.
Exactly what they're doing. So if you, even if you go on Instagram, you can go to OF TV. It shows you all the different type of shows, and it's all like mainstream shows.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, they even just signed a deal with in the UK for a reality TV show. They have a reality TV show for some UK creators, and it's like the Kardashians, but it's out there.
Ooh.
Reality TV, because keep in mind, I've been doing reality TV since I was 17. I did another show called Beauty and the Geek. What, I did
Beauty
another
and
show.
The Geek?
Beauty and the Geek?
Wait, Amber, hold up. Time out. We need a,
okay,
we need
okay.
a rewind.
Let me, let's start. Show one was Raising Fame. It was another show on TLC.
Yes, which we know.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Me and my mom,
I never seen that.
So me and my mom did Raising Fame. It was basically about millennials trying to be famous.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My next reality TV show, Beauty and the Geek.
So I loved Beauty and the Geek.
Did you really?
I don't, like, I watched In and Out. Yeah, like, but
Well, I did the Australian version.
Okay, that's why. Okay, that's why.
You
okay.
just
did
love
you
weird accents.
Here?
So what happened, I love them. Get me. No, so they came to America and we did the auditions. And once we did the auditions, basically the first round was in Vegas.
Okay.
So it was the first season of Beauty and the Geek where they had American beauties with Australian guys.
I
Ooh.
See.
Mm-hmm. Did you catch you an Aussie?
No, that shit fake.
I know it's fake.
Yeah.
Goddamn, Amber, help me out here.
She said, no.
No.
No, I did not.
No. But yeah, so after we did the Vegas one, like I literally, but the studying and all the stuff that you have to do to get to the next round is real. So I sat up there and I studied and right. I studied and I studied because uh-huh. like, I was really a blonde. You know, I worked at Hooters. Like, I wasn't, right. I never went to college. I graduated high school barely. I did all like credit recovery programs in order to graduate high school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, my thing was, it was geography. So I had to learn the geography shit. So as soon as they came up with a question with geography, I banged it. And I ended up taking me and my partner to Vegas.
Okay.
Once we made it to Vegas, I ended up taking me and my partner to Australia. You had to make it from Vegas to Australia. One of the couples didn't make it.
Okay.
Once we got in Australia, we had to live in a house. They told us we were going to get our nails done, this and that. They tricked us. We didn't get none of that shit. We was in the house without our phones, without our wallets, everything. It was just like one of the worst experiences
Living
ever.
With your geek?
Living with my geek in the same bed, right?
Okay.
Ooh.
Fast forward, they end up bringing out some Australian beauties, right? Mm. I had already made it clear me and my partner weren't going to do nothing. This bitch, Francis, came in and was selling him a dream. And she was beautiful. She was a beautiful girl. She was a brunette. She was hot, you know, a cute Australian girl.
Yeah.
But she basically sold him a dream, making him think that they could actually be together.
Oh, God.
And so then it came up to the point to where they could choose between their American beauty and the Australian beauties.
Wow.
About six American beauties got sent home that night.
Word, because these Aussie bitches came in.
They played the game.
They're like, they're Aussie. They're right down the street, we can see them. Y'all American, we can never see y'all. So they chose Australian girl. So yeah, that was Beauty and the Geek.
Shit.
After that, I did another show with my mom called Fix My Mom, and that was on Oxygen.
Exhibit comes out and he's like, all right, what's going
on? Hit her mom.
That shit was crazy. The very first day we got in a fight with the only other black mom and daughter duo on there. Yeah.
So who took whose wig off and was fighting?
Right. But that show was actually real.
Oh, word.
That show was the realest show I've ever done. And the only thing that was, like, crazy is they would put you in situations. Like, they'll put you outside in, like, 100-degree fucking weather, hot, sweating, and that's what will make you go crazy. And that's what make you spaz.
Interesting. Right.
But that show was real. Like, the counseling was real. Everything was real on that show.
What was the point of that one?
So they had mother and daughter duos who basically had like rocky situations, right? Mm. So me and my mom, we had our situation. Everybody know, like, you know, that's my mom. She like my best friend, but she like to ally my sister, but ally my mom sometimes. So we have like little drama with that. But then there was other moms and daughter duos who had like way worse situation than us. Like one of the moms who was like basically would not let her daughter eat, say that she was always fat, was like, you should be more like Amber and this and that. But the girl was like 10 times skinnier than I was, you know?
Damn.
And it was like another mother daughter. One of the moms was like, I think she was like she had a drinking problem or something like that. And then it's another mom, they were like the Kardashians, who I'm really cool with to this day. Mm. And like she favorited one of her daughters more than the other. Ooh, and it was two of them. So it was just like, you know, drama.
Some
but the black,
real shit.
Yeah, the black mom, they were like Christian family. Mm. And they were like holier than thou. Mm. And so like literally holier than thou. And so like my mom was like, oh, no, I don't care. One, a lady who said they don't need a man, definitely need a man or whatever. And the lady was like something. And then she stood up on my mom. And then my mom stood up. And then I stood up. And then her daughter stood up. And then we all just started fighting. And then after that, it was just beef the whole season.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
But that show was the realest one. And then after that, we did that dumbass show.
Damn. Yeah.
So I've done a lot of reality TV
That's
shows.
Crazy. What, you never dabbled into none of these dating reality shows?
No, except for the one that was on OFTV. Right. But no, I really want to do Love Island. I want to do Love Island so bad.
I know a girl who did it, and she recently, her season is now on Netflix. And I've been watching.
Is it Zeta?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Girl. Yeah, but she was talking about how when it was being shot, because it was over, you know, her season was somewhere else. She was mm-hmm. like, oh, I wasn't worried about it. And then now that it's on Netflix and everybody's seeing it, it's almost like you're replaying it, because when you shoot it, you can shoot it now, but you could be a completely different person when it comes out. Yeah, do you ever worry about that? Knowing your experience with reality TV, do you still want to get into that space knowing that you can grow as a person, but everyone holds you to the old way you were?
Love and Hip Hop is available on Hulu, by the way. I hate it with a passion. And then sometimes I search my name and I'm like, fuck you, bitches. But like, yeah, I get nervous sometimes. And I'm just like, I don't know if that's a route that I would take. But if it was something like that, I would probably do something with my family.
Okay.
Mm. Like, that's the next reality show I want to do with my family, with my mom, where they can actually see. Because with Love and Hip Hop, you try to come to them like, oh, we got this going on. We got this going on. They're not trying to hear that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? They really be trying to, like, down black people.
It doesn't. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's how you feel about it.
That's definitely
the show?
How I feel about it.
Like, they're not trying to show you in your best light at all.
At all. Girl, okay. Man, the reunion came. My mama had just wrote a book. Mm-hmm. It was called Old Bitches Winning.
Wait, time out.
I like
that. Time out. No. Amber, shout out mama's book.
Well, it ain't out no more.
What you mean no more? You can't buy it no more? It don't exist?
She never released it. And that's the thing. That's the problem with us. We always be starting stuff, but we never finish it.
God damn it, Amber.
Look, the puppy died and they took the book out the market.
She said, they don't want to show us, but my mom got a book that ain't out no more.
Yeah, so it was called Old Bitches Winning. And when we asked them, could we air it, they even didn't even let us bring it on set. They took it away from her.
Okay. Wow, that's fucked up.
You ever watch Married at First Sight?
Yeah, I would do that too.
You should do.
I would do The Circle. I would do Married at First Sight.
I think you would. Okay, question. Circle
fans.
The
Circle.
If you hold on, wait, Amber Diamond.
Yeah.
If you did The Circle, would you be Amber Diamond or would you pretend to be somebody else?
See, and that's the thing.
I think
because if I went in as myself, people would think I was a catfish.
But I think you and your best friend. You could play your best friend and fucking win that shit as him.
I could. He loves Beyonce. That's his thing.
You would kill it on The Circle as your best friend because you're so good in yourself, right? Mm-hmm. You can be yourself. Everyone's going to love that. But the fact that they wouldn't believe it's you.
Right.
Is even more reason
to
be your best friend.
Yeah. But when I said I would do The Circle, I would do The Circle. But I actually was talking about the other one. What's the other one?
Married at First Sight?
No, the other one.
Married at First Sight would be
Temptation Island.
The one on Netflix right now where
it's Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Amber Diamond. Amber Diamond.
Would do
you
Love
would do
is
Love
Blind.
Is Blind. Do
I
you
would.
Believe Love is Blind though?
Exactly. I do, because the thing about it is I don't care about looks.
Okay.
Watch this.
Hold on. Welcome to the new episode of Love is Blind, Amber Diamond.
Yeah.
Here is your partner right here, Rick Shucks.
And I ain't got no British accent.
We going to cut these lights out.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to kiss you on the mouth. And then you got to choose who you want.
The best kisser. All right. Yeah, I don't discriminate. I like girls.
Look, I'm letting you have your time right now.
But that's
when you're ready, Amber Diamond.
Would you really, if you were going to go on these like love shows, like let's say Love is Blind or fucking Married at First Sight, are you really going in for the right reasons, Amber Diamond? Are you trying to find love?
Well, hold on, wait. We'll go Love is Blind first. Yeah. Not Married on First Sight. Fuck that show. Love is Blind because so many people are invested in that.
And
are
the best thing about Love is Blind is that you actually get to have a conversation with the person and figure out what they got in their background and this and that. And that's how I am. Mm-hmm. You remember back then when we didn't even have FaceTime and we would just talk on the phone? Mm-hmm,
of course.
I used to meet so many people on MySpace.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Never even meet them. And like, never even meet them in person, but I had a whole boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was real back then. Like, you would be talking to people on MySpace and not even Or Bebo. I don't know if y'all know Bebo. Bebo,
yes.
Bebo was the shit. Bebo was
Amber.
Yeah.
Just don't date us all.
Before we go too far in this, I'm sorry. I have not watched Love is Blind, and I don't know what it is.
So the whole premise is just what you say. It's what you hear. Mm-hmm. Love is blind, that anybody can love somebody without having to see them. So they go in these things called pods, and there's these couples. There's all the men and then all the women, and what they do is they date. And they date for X amount of time until they meet somebody that they feel like they could marry.
Without seeing each other.
You don't see
But the whole premise of the show is not to just hook up. It's for marriage. Yeah. I believe that I love you as a soul versus just your aesthetic or your physical being. And then they meet and then they go through a 4-week process, correct me if I'm wrong, where they go through the honeymoon phase, which is overseas, somewhere where you can live the fantasy. Then they go into the real life scenarios where they play out work, living together, family and whatnot. Then they come to the chapel or wherever they decide to get married, and they have to make a decision if they're going to legally get married or not.
They say,
and all this before you see each other.
No. They see each other. So see each other when you're in the pods. Then you decide based off of not seeing them, do I want to propose to this person or not? Because if love is blind, then when I get to the altar, I'll say yes.
Yeah.
So that's the premise of the show.
Basically, this last season, there were like couples on there. Say, for instance, they had other people that they were talking to, and then they end up choosing someone else. But when they got to meet the other person they were talking to in person, they were more attracted to that person than they were the actual partner that they chose.
Yeah.
So it just ended up ruining a whole bunch of relationships. But this last season was shit. The first season...
I thought the last season was real.
But no.
Realer.
It was very entertaining.
Hey, it was a dude... I don't know if it was last season or Bartiz. The most recent season.
Bartiz was fucking so horrible.
So I don't know the names. I don't know if we're talking about the same guy even. But all
the black one with the mohawk.
No. I saw a clip.
Weird ass mohawk.
I saw a clip of some guy on a blind love show, and he was trying to get to know this girl. And he's like, "So if we went to a concert, are you the type of person that likes to sit on shoulders?
Different show.
Do you not? Or are you more sitting next to me?"
No.
That's hilarious.
Different show. Yeah. Love
is blind. No, that was Love and Blind. Yeah. Because he was trying to see how much she weighed.
How much she weighed.
We know what the guy. That
was the Asian one, right?
He was some type of...
I'm not sure. You know what sucks? Is I was watching that show, and because all the episodes come out, I decided to tweet before watching the full season, and I actually liked that guy that was all into the weird music and all that stuff. And I tweeted, I said, "Oh, I found my favorite person on this season." I got 17 DMs saying, "You need to take that down now because you didn't watch the rest of the show."
Oh, was he problematic?
He was the guy that pretended to cry.
Oh, yeah. He was like, "Is this okay?"
He pretended to cry, and I was like, "God damn
it." Was that the Asian guy?
Yes.
And I liked him because he was talking about some like spiritual, sexy ass shit. And I was like, ooh.
He was talking about like, "Yeah, I was dating an older woman and she was teaching me how to have sex this way and that."
I may or may not have put it out after that, but then I got told to take it down.
Hey, but that was fucked up that they would put that out there that he was faking it. He probably thought the cameras wasn't even rolling.
He literally said, "Are the cameras rolling?" They were
"Wow,
like, no."
He
was like, is this okay? This is okay, right?
But I'm not going to lie.
Did they say no?
They did.
And
they
it's
played
funny
him
because they was trying to, you know,
they hyped him up as a douchebag because he did have another part later on in the season.
But he met back up with her.
But I learned my lesson. We no longer live tweet. I finished watching all the seasons before I say anything.
Right.
I felt really dumb because the same guy wrote me back and was like, "Thank you for the love."
Oh, he did.
Really?
Is there anything there?
After I saw the eye drop thing, I was like, I can't. But I was hopeful.
Wow. I saw a clip of that. They repost of it. I laughed very hard. But I also thought, man, the producers are fucked up for that, bro.
They were. But
what I'm saying. For every reality show, that's why, going back, I don't know if I want to do reality show unless it's my family, because I will have more say of what goes on in the editing.
Right.
Producers would do anything and fuck you up and you don't even know it. Even with Wildin' Out. Like, I love Wildin' Out. Like, I would never tarnish Wildin' Out. That's one of my favorite shows that I've done. It put me on. But you'll be sitting there watching an episode, waiting on your joke to air. Mm-hmm. And then, bam, that shit gets cut. Like, even I had a goddamn with Nick one time. He was my best goddamn. And it was, like, with a condom and everything. You know, I was, like, I threw the condom at Nick. And I was, like, They made it seem like Nick won and I lost and I won. Nick even brought me on stage and put my hand up and was like, yeah, give it up to Amber. And I won.
Amber, I'll tell you how fucked up it is. So, okay, original seasons, since, you know, the Wild Styles last, when we actually record them shits, the Wild Styles are like fucking 15 minutes long.
Right.
And they got to cut it down to a minute, right? For the last bit. So you never know how many jokes, who really got off the most jokes. So what we used to do in the original My Seasons, film both winners. Red side one or black side one, whatever, right? And then, so they would know, so for editing purposes, whatever calculated it out to, we would have a appropriate ending, right? They kind of stopped doing that. They just kind of like, well, fuck it, just shoot it, right? So there was one season, I went in on Diddy's kids, right? Shout out to Quincy.
No, that was my season.
Sure.
Yeah, New York.
She's okay. Sure.
No, I remember because that was...
You were there.
Yeah, I was there. I was actually there.
It was a great episode for me especially, right? So I went in on Diddy's kids. I fucking killed Tonio. And when we filmed the shit, it was a ding, 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 wrap it up, right? Cool. Blah, blah, blah. But we kept going because more people had more shit.
Right.
So, but what ended up happening was my joke hit the hardest and they didn't keep any of the extra shit, but it was ding, 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 ding. I said my shit, killed the team. But then... Day one. because when we filmed it, the other side had said some shit. Yeah. So they ding, 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 give it to these kids. But when they edited it, ding, 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 Tim just killed y'all. Y'all won.
Right.
So, you know, that's how the TV goes. You
that's
know?
How it is. Yeah.
And it's all in the contract.
Right.
I read one for sure.
Is it?
Yeah, because I did a show, it wasn't even for TV at first, and then it went to like Bounce or some shit like that. I don't even know if that's a network anymore. But Buna Murray was the main company, so it was the same contract that like The Real World and all of them. Mm-hmm. So I read all of that shit, and they tell you in there, we have the right to edit any footage we take in any way we want, negative or positive.
That makes sense.
So it's like there's nothing you can do about it. That's why nobody sues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they can't.
Because they can't.
Same shit with this. I am going to dub over everything you say.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm.
And it's all going to be just you going, I love Rick. I love Rick. And I love Tim so much.
Well, you don't have to dub. I love Rick and Tim.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, and Nikki. Nikki's my favorite. No, Nikki, you're my favorite.
As you should. As I should be. We'll talk about this after.
Okay.
Talk about it now. Stop bullshitting.
Side note. The titty controversy that has been happening since your episode.
Let's talk about the nipples. But first, I want to talk about the hearts on your panties. But we can talk about the nipples. Let's talk about the nipples. Hey.
So if you didn't know, I gave Amber a little extra liquor before she came on. Because one, she is one of my favorite people for multiple reasons. And I will say this. I am a very loving, caring, sensual, sexy person.
And she
Amber
is.
Diamond is one of my favorite guests because she is very open.
Yeah.
So Amber Diamond, when you were on, we had the conversation about my preference. I'm going to state that. It's a preference.
Let them know.
She's like, her nipples be
slapped. We've all grown since then.
We have all grown since then. I think that was year one. Amber, fuck. Yeah, when was Amber
first
on?
Was it really? First year. Yeah. So, I saw you reposted. It was like 2019.
Yeah. So we've been doing this for a minute, and we've all evolved and grown.
Congratulations.
Yes. We have been doing this
killing it.
For a minute now. Now, Amber Diamond, what is your nipple play preference?
I still don't like it.
Yeah.
Preference. What do you like? What do you enjoy?
Well to refresh your memory.
Fuck.
Blades had mentioned, and we brought up to Amber that
Amber brought it up. She was upset about it.
Blades said
you want me to say it?
Okay.
I prefer to be gripped and grabbed, titty play as a whole, versus just like licked and stimulated with my nipples. For me, stimulation is cool, it's whatever, but it doesn't really do it for me. I prefer aggressive grabbing.
Okay.
And then Amber came on and was like, bitch, you like your titty shook.
she said, you're weird. You're weird. No. Don't downplay it. We are grown now. She said, you're weird. You like your titties.
She's talking about something now. We've been grown.
Shit.
But yeah, so.
So since then.
Nikki.
Have you had your titty gripped?
Not the titty. Like my ass. Like, okay. So
you like a little aggression.
So like the last guy that I was dating, we had gotten into an argument before not the last guy. The guy that I'm dating now. We got into an argument. I hope we're still dating in January. Like, I hope we're still dating when this airs.
You know the reality show shit. We got you, Amber. Just text us.
The guy, he was mad at me for some odd reason. And, okay, well, not for some odd reason. We had gotten into an argument.
Okay, no, Amber, be real.
No, yeah, we got into an argument.
About?
About what were we arguing about? Yeah, I don't even remember. But we had gotten to an argument, and when we had started doing it, he started being so aggressive with me. Like, this nigga was like beating my ass while we were fucking. And I was
And then
I liked it.
Wait. You.
But I still don't like my titties. I don't like that.
Okay, well, I'm just going to throw this out there. Beautiful.
Thanks.
By the way.
But and they're huge. And they've grown since 2019.
Nigga, are they real?
Hers?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, they're real. Look real.
That's
yes.
Unfortunately, Amber, they're real.
Say unfortunately. That's a blessing.
No, let me tell you what happened. So when I was 17, I got pregnant. And long story short, abortion. But my mom made me have the abortion. It was like 6 months. So titties grew, you know. That's where they came from. They got huge because I was pregnant
that's
time.
That's how titties are made.
Yes. But then years and years and years, I've been looking at pictures of me. And I'm like, wait a minute. My titties was never that big.
You have very, very lovely.
But they were never this big.
You got big ass boobs, Amber.
They're big now.
They're big ass boobs. You got big ass boobs.
Yeah. And so I've even considered having a breast reduction.
Oh, where? Are they like heavy on your back and shit?
It's like the back. But it's like, it's not as bad as everyone, like, you know, the back. But my posture is really bad. Like, you see, I sit like this. Mm. I should be sitting like this. One thing. That's what
I sit like this too, and I ain't got no titties. So, man.
But you're a guy. Girls are supposed to have good posture, you know? And then, like, when you ride a horse, it's like.
She hurts.
Yeah. It's like, you know,
Amber,
I got to.
How many horses are you riding on a daily basis?
Yeah, so it's
we're gonna be spending time together after this episode. Yeah, you know, just so that you know. Your eyelashes look great.
Oh,
by
thanks.
The way.
Until I move to London, and then
I'm coming to visit you.
But yeah, no, the titties be going everywhere, you know. And then unfortunately, they're not perky as they used to be. So I take my bra off, and they might go to the side a little bit. And then it's just like
that's
damn.
Fire.
That's preferred.
You like y'all yes. like that?
Yes. Ask the men in the room. Ask the men. I mean, so, oh, so y'all I think like, it's great.
Y'all
I think it's
like
beautiful
titties
as well.
That be in your armpits? Mm-hmm.
Real titties, yeah. Man.
Okay.
Real big titties.
Hold on,
are
wait. We Amber.
Your shoulder real quick.
We advocate for real bodies as much as possible because so many people just have this idea of what it's supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. And as a member of the Real Body Committee, I advocate for everyone that is just fucking beautiful.
Well, what about areolas?
They're beautiful.
Big ass areolas.
Love them. Big,
fun
small,
too.
Pokey, not pokey, okay. Little, whatever.
My
whatever
areolas
it is.
Like this big.
Get okay. It.
But your titty like this big.
Yeah,
right.
It's like, yeah.
So the proportions make okay. Sense.
All right. Well, yeah, no, I'm just saying. Like, they heavy.
So?
And then the only thing I was
heavy.
Like.
And I'm strong.
If I got a reduction, it would be like the teeth. They do like the anchor thing, and so yeah. I don't know if I want that because I don't want the anchor scar, and I got keloid skin. So I was like,
well, yeah, look, okay. You know, regardless yeah, of what, whatever you decide to do,
yeah,
we will love and support,
yeah,
and would like to see firsthand,
yeah,
before and after.
Yes,
you can see Hambra on OnlyFans.
Am oh
Hambra.
What's the OF?
Oh, Amber excuse me, Amber _ Diamond.
And then what's the OFTV?
Delicious with Diamond.
Got but it. Will we see the Nikki Blades hand bra on Amber Diamond like we about to see right now, though?
That would be fire.
Would you like to do a collab?
Right now? That's crazy.
See, now these two know my OF beef. I think about it often.
She's going back and forth all the time.
I think about it often, every day. There's not a day that goes by that I don't think
but
about
But keep
it.
In mind, you control what is put out. You can literally stop posting bikini pictures on your Instagram, right?
I haven't posted those in 2 years.
You can sell those on OnlyFans.
See, I know. I don't want to talk about it. It's still sensitive time. Rick knows. Okay, sign out to my therapist over here. I had like a 2-hour conversation with Rick about work. Mm-hmm. And just needed help and guidance. Mm-hmm. So at this moment, you know, Amber, I'd rather have an off-camera conversation with you.
Oh, no, I'll tell you everything.
This is why Amber Diamond is my favorite guest that we've ever had on the show.
lit.
Well, it's lit. Well, hey guys, thanks for watching another episode of the No Chaser
podcast.
Wait,
is it over? I'm not done. What else do you want to say?
Hold on, wait, Amber, we got time for you. The extended version can be seen on our Patreon. Yeah, needed.
Amber Diamond on the mic. She knows how to fight, but she don't do it because she's too pretty and the light. Hey. Yeah, that's it.
Okay,
Amber, we was vibing.
What's it?
It's a little something.
Is there anything else you want to say? No, really. Like,
anything you want to plug, talk about before we get out of here?
Whatever I have going on next, y'all, just be on the lookout. Even if it's a clothing line, a restaurant, whatever it is, just be there and support me. Hopefully by January, I plan on having the clothing line out by February. But regardless, stay in tune, stay in touch. Follow all my socials, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, whatever I decided to be. Just watch out for me, y'all, because I'm coming. I'm coming from London.
Hey.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, that international.
Bang. International pussy.
Bang.
Can I say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Say whatever you
say
want.
Say it again.
International pussy.
Hey.
Yeah. Lord, that's our sound clip for the
Hey, well, yeah. Thank you for watching the No Chaser podcast. Once again, shout out to Amber Diamond for pulling up. Always a beautiful, pleasurable, hilarious guest. Always doing big things.
Always.
And hey, man, we thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, share it, all that bullshit. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Nikki Blades, and Amber Diamond, still to this day, is my favorite guest.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
Peso, peso.
Peso. Peso. Peso.
Big purr, big
fire. Bye.
Bye.